Saint Therese de l'Enfant Jesus, the emblematic figure of Lisieux, fascinates and inspires me. As a female visual artist, I wanted to revisit the stained glass windows depicting Saint Teresa, to reflect her spiritual light and immortalize her iconic image. Through her writings, Saint Teresa opens up paths to personal and universal. Her life will be devoted to others, to forgiving the unforgivable, to supporting the unbearable, a faith that is not customary. Jesus became her passion, like a divine quest. I admire her belief and her heavenly faith, which tells us that we must always trust our intuition. Therese's adolescence was not punctuated by text messages and emails. It was punctuated by the signs of the Virgin Mary and Christ. Betrothed in her heart to Christ, at the age of 15 she walked through the doors of Carmel to marry Jesus. This quest for absolute love was to be her leitmotif. Finally, what captivates me most about Saint Therese de l'Enfant Jesus is her vision of the number zero. In fact, the zero by itself has no value but placed after the one it becomes. What is she telling us? That without the other, we are zero, and by uniting, we become one. The one represents immensity. Infinity is on its way. On the evening of September 30, 1897, at the age of 24, Saint Therese de l'Enfant Jesus died, but did not die out. She will declare, "I'm not dying, I'm entering life. I will spend my heaven doing good on earth and I will make it rain roses." Thanks for the translation to Maurice Ashley.